Rabbi Gross.
Shus, Shkia Shlita. To cover to spend a few minutes with this Chashuva Eilam. As a Libi B'Mizach, Anechi B'Seich Meirav, I feel very, very close to the city St. Louis. I went there, came to St. Louis on the SEED program in the summer of 1991, and I felt a piece of me never left. There are relationships that I developed there, some of whom are sitting in this room, that started there and have continued for many, many decades. And I always feel a certain kinship to the city of St. Louis. I just want to spend a few minutes talking about the yeshiva, Kenai Nahara, as you've experienced the Ruach HaTorah in our Bate Medrash is just incredible. It's just a beautiful thing to see. And I can tell you personally the chizik that I get just walking into the back of the Beish Medrash and standing there and absorbing what's going on. It's just incredible. Both Bate Medrash, both in the high school and the yeshiva, the kayo, the level of learning, the intensity of learning, the simchas achayim of the olam sitting and learning, it's just a beautiful thing to see. And it's a schus to be part of it and to have a chelik in such a chash of a thing. I think one of the things that makes the yeshiva unique is that the yeshiva is beyond its borders always, and that our avos who created yeshivas Neri Yisrael never looked at the yeshiva as just being a makom tayra for its current talmidim. It's a makom tayra, and it's a makom to influence limud tayra and the achrayus of Klal Yisrael across the entire world. And when we have groups like this group come into yeshiva, it just reinforces what we feel is our mission of sharing the unique Torah, the unique Messiah of our yeshiva with you, with you. And we have open doors. You know, this is a struggle that we deal with always. If you notice, when you come at the campus, we have very, very limited visual security. We've done a lot of things around campus for security. It's something that we're very, very cognizant of and aware of, but it's a conscious decision. And part of the conscious decision is we want the yeshiva to be accessible to people who want to take positive advantage of the Ruach HaTorah and the Ruchnius that permeates all Dalat Amos of this campus, literally. We look at the yeshiva, the entire yeshiva lane, the entire campus as a Dalat Amos Shalalacha. Our Talmidim are not only Nischanech, they only get chinuch from the rabbeim in the Kaisli Beis Medrash, which is, of course, the Iker, but they get chinuch from watching and living in close proximity with such chashava, Talmidei Chachamim, Yari Shemayim, and Shleimim, and Zekenim, who are mamish the Ziknei Hadar in so many ways, some known and some unknown, but nonetheless, Ziknei Hadar in such a chashava way. And it's a schus, it's pashat a schus to walk in the same Dalat Amos as such on a daily basis. And for the few hours you're here to experience that is a very, very special thing. So some unique things about Yeshivas Neri Yisrael, I always say this because it's funny, but it's poignant, and that is for an all-male Haredi yeshiva, we are very, very diverse. And we're very, very diverse. I'll tell you a true story. Many years ago, I started a project with my dear chaver, Hananya Kramer, who runs a company called Ram Media. He's very well known in the world of Jewish media, and we started building an archive of interviews with Talmidim, Chavi Anhala and Talmidim, just to capture the flavor of the yeshiva for many, many generations. Rameir's father's interview is just a magnificent walk through the history of yeshiva in the early years and such things. And in order, we have thousands of hours of interviews, so we created a list of catchphrases that we want to meta tag these videos, because otherwise you're never going to find anything and nothing's going to be usable. So Hanani and I created a list of 30 or 40 things we thought would be important. Obviously the names of the personalities, the Rosh Yeshiva Zechayim Levracha, Garrison Boulevard, Mount Wilson Lane, you know, the various catchphrases and things like that. And about 3 months into the project, they came back to me. They said to me, it's interesting, my staff was watching through the videos, and as they were tagging things, they came up with a few more topics that kept being repeated. And one of the words that came up almost in every single interview was the word diversity. That our Talmidim gained so much and appreciated so much from their experiences here in yeshiva, their interactions with bachurim, chaverim, that come from different backgrounds, different countries, different socioeconomic backgrounds, different levels of Yiddishkeit and their previous experiences before they came to yeshiva, and they found later in life of how much those experiences enriched their lives in whatever avodah they were doing, be it in Klei Kodesh, be it in the workforce, etc., etc. It's something that is still very true today in the yeshiva. The yeshiva probably has one of the most diverse groups of Talmidim from yeshivas. When I look at, I was looking recently, unfortunately because of a government study that I had to be busy with, but at how many different maestas bachurim come to yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael. It's astounding. I don't think there's a yeshiva in the world in the high 30s to 40 different maestas that currently have Talmidim here in yeshiva. Obviously in all the yeshiva, but even in the high school, right? We are very, very diverse, and it's a challenge. No doubt, it's a big challenge. It's a big challenge to keep the balance the right way. It's something that the Mashgiach Shlita deals with on a daily basis. But it's something that we're very cognizant of, a very positive thing, and it's something we're very proud of, actually. And it's something that makes Eretz Yisrael very, very unique. And it's something that makes, I think, with my negiyus to say, very suitable to be a makom, to welcome groups of balabatim from communities across the country, to spend time here, to be yainik from the Torah in this yeshiva, and it's a kavod for us, and we look at it as a kavod, and we appreciate that you agreed to spend some of your time in Elul as a preparation for the Yom HaDin in the walls of our yeshiva, and we welcome you here, and it's a kavod to have you here, and we hope that you found your day a uplifting and a positive experience to enhance your own kesher to the Ribbono Shel'olam as we march forward towards that great Yom HaDin. Aksiyuch Simchat Torah, good Ben Shiarim, and thank you for listening.